The Ice Classic, Sad Cafe, and a track called Let Love Speak For Itself, bringing a close to side one of their 1978 release, Misplaced Ideals. It came out in May, early May 78, so I don't know how many years this month, but yeah, they got a good old second album, great second release. Their first album, Thanks to Ryan, was amazing. Saw them at Wigan Casino, I guess it must have been late 1977 or something like that, maybe even early 78. And I always tell the story of how the late Paul Young, who passed away sadly in 2000, he was drinking something and handed it to my friend Paul, who took a drink, pulled his face. Paul Young laughed, and then my friend Paul passed it to me, and I took a drink, and I pulled my face, and Paul Young laughed again. And I kept that glass for years and years, even brought it to Canada with me. And then when I went through my first divorce, the glass disappeared. For all intents and purposes, it would look like any other glass. Except it was made in France, and you don't get a lot of made in France glasses here in Canada. But it was a Wigan Casino glass, and it disappeared into mix of glasses that you have. The tracks you heard were Let Love Speak For Itself, Run Home Girl, which was released as a single. Here Come the Clowns, and starting it off with Restless. The album came out in May 1978, featured the original lineup, I think. Dave Irving might have been on drums. So Paul Young on vocals, Ashley Mulford on guitar, Ian Wilson on guitar and vocals, Vic Emerson on keyboards, and the late John Stimpson on bass. And it was out on RCA Records, and a very kind of, what can I say, for me personally, the reason why I'm kind of attached to this album is because I was in hospital in May 1978 due to some unfortunate things, and somebody brought me a tape of Misplaced Ideals, which had just come out. So I was in hospital for about 4 weeks, so I needed a bit of cheering up. And, this was an album that I played to death. I still got the tape somewhere. I don't play it these days, but I've got the vinyl in a couple of different versions of it. So it has some great meaning to me, personally. And I'm trying to remember the name of the guy who brought it. I think his name was Chris. Yeah, could be. It brings back a lot of memories. This whole album kind of was... had some great, great and not so great times, shall we say, back in May 1978. So, how many years ago is that? I don't know. But it seems like a long time ago. It was a long time ago. All right, so we're going to play side two of this album. And there was no real big hit off this album. It was... but in itself, it was a great follow-up to their first album. So let's continue with the album and Misplaced Ideals from Side Cafe. It was released in May 1978, and the next track we're going to play is from track one, side two. And this is something called No Place to Go, right here on CJSF 90.1, and of course on the House of Prog, right on the internet.
Gonna do when the light goes up, hands are shaking. go. No place to go. Sometimes there's nothing left to cling to, more than the places I have known. All my hopes and all my sadness, and all my love turned into stone. All my love turned into stone. That you hear about, Jesus gonna save me. Well, that sure is good to know. Taking all my chances when I'm filled with doubts. It's a funny kind of feeling when your inside's out on the show. How do I know? I'll tell you. Sometimes it's nothing left to cling to. Is
blame. running around with nothing to lose, eating too many blues, trying to stay alive.
Just
Featuring one of Britain's most, I just loved his voice. It's just a very underrated singer. It was Paul Young in his day. And sadly passed away in 2000. A great loss. Of course, he sang with Mike and the Mechanics in the 80s as well. Mike Rutherford or Mick Rutherford's Genesis offshoot. And I had a couple of hit singles with them. And the track you heard was Feel Like Dying. Probably my favorite track off that album. Absolute lovely bass from John Stimpson. I don't know why he left the band, but it was well replaced by Des Tong, who is still around today, and the band is still playing in one form or another. Des Tong joined the band after this album, I believe, and started playing. I'm still playing with the band, so and he occasionally has a different lineup, but they're playing the songs, and they don't make any claim to be the original band, but the songs themselves have got legs, shall we say, and I think they've definitely kept the theme going. Various members come back and go, and it's all good. It's all good. But they're still around, and there's people out there want to listen to these great tunes that were written back in the day. So Feel Like Dying, Relax, Mario, and No Place to Go were the tracks you heard. So we've been playing Side Cafe's Misplaced Ideals from 1978. We also featured David Sylvian's debut solo album Brilliant Trees from 1984. And earlier in the show, we played Vancouver's Los Furios from 2003. And I did get a message back from the band. They are going to send me the new album. So that will be definitely featured in a future show here on the House of Prog and, of course, on 90.1 FM CJSF. We're going to finish off with a classic, which was the opening track when Side Cafe played live. Thank you for listening. Thank you for checking things out here on the House of Prog. And if you're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM, we do that every Tuesday at 10 till 12 on local radio here in Vancouver. We do this every Sunday live on the House of Prog, 12 till 2 Pacific. That's Vancouver time. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. And here's a classic with On With The Show.